mate.
Hello, mate.
Hey, mate.
Hey, mate.
Hello, mate.
Hey. Everybody all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're getting the hang of this higher, mate, now, aren't we?
Yeah.
Episode what?
44. Five.
44. What?
45.
Well, 40-something.
40-something.
Yeah, at least we know that.
Yeah, we're definitely doing a lot better now with the higher, mate. What have you been up to, mate?
I've been betting again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How's that been going?
Pretty good.
How much have you been betting? 25p's?
Yeah,
as usual.
As usual.
No, yeah. Hang on a minute. We're talking rubbish. You told me earlier you'd had a bet for 18 pound, Andrew. 18.
18?
Yep. Go
That's
on.
That's quite a jump from 25p.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's only winnings what I've won. I only put my winnings back on.
So, hang on a minute. I thought you bet 18 pound.
No.
Explain.
It's, I think it's 50p each way.
Yeah.
That adds up to £18, so it's 15 bets.
Right. And they're all different races.
Yeah.
Why don't you put all those 15 bets on the same race, so you bet on every single horse?
Because that'd just be stupid.
Yeah, but you'd win. Or yeah. Could, are you allowed to do that?
And would you make money?
No, I don't think so.
But if there's one that's like 200 to 1,
yeah, you
for
would
example,
make money. Of course you would.
And you just bet on every single horse in a race.
Yeah.
Because you send me the betting slips. And yeah. Some of those races, they've only got 7 horses. Is that legal or illegal? Are you allowed to do that?
Well, how would they stop you?
Yeah, and they wouldn't even know.
Don't know?
No.
I don't know. I bet you're not allowed to do it.
No. But my mate, I don't know how. I don't. Well, you can do it across separate bets, I suppose.
But can you do it on one race? But go on, how much did you win?
I don't know, I haven't picked it up yet.
All right, but you bet £18?
Yeah.
And they've all won?
No, I'd 2 winners and 2 places.
Right.
So I reckon I've got something back.
Go on, and how much do you think that something might be?
I don't know. I couldn't call it, Kevin.
Well, you're a betting man. So give it a shot.
How have you been doing?
I've been good. In fact, I've got something I need to discuss with you both.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
It's been bin day today.
Oh.
And I don't know about you, but I look out the window and look up and down the street, you know, to see who put their bin out first. Mm. It's like bin roulette. Mm. I don't know what you'd call it. Who's going to go first? Because whoever goes first, then you kind of go, oh, they're the binfluencer on this. Binfluencer.
There you are.
That's a word, isn't it? Yeah. They're a binfluencer on this street. I'm following them. So what do you do about your bins, Sean? Do you actually put your bins out?
I don't. My mum deals with all that.
And do you know what day is?
No.
Know? Andrew?
Monday for me.
Oh, you know?
Yeah.
Do you know what colour to go out?
Is the blue, green and brown.
And you know that, do you?
Yeah. Because the other week is the grey bin. And it rotates week by week.
You see, it just worries me that you know that. Yeah. It's like, why would you know that?
Oh,
it's very important. If you miss a bin route, you're done over, aren't you?
Are you the first one out on your street?
No, Seth, there's always one guy, always, without fail, before me.
So there's your word for the week, John. He's a binfluencer.
Oh, Ivan, just remembered something.
Mm?
You...
Me?
I don't know if you know this,
well,
but you have a famous neighbour.
Do I? Oh, yes, I do. Well, now, I know you're going to tell me it is. Shall I tell you who I think you're going to tell me it's going to be?
Yeah.
You're going to say it's Ricky Hatton.
No.
Oh. All right.
No.
Do
you know how I want to get to Tom Cassell at any point in this podcast? This year.
You're just going to message him on Facebook and say, no, hello, mate.
No.
His we can't do that, though.
I know I can. His sister.
Be a lot easier.
His sister lives on your street somewhere.
All right. Do you know what number?
No.
How do you know this? Do you stalk these people?
No. I just watch his vlog every day.
Oh, right, okay.
And I recognised the street once when he went to Alice's house.
All right, fair enough.
We'll find out what number it is and I'll go and knock on later.
Yeah.
And I'll say,
we need an interview, ASAP.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm a strange man. I'm actually called Kevin from Hyde.
Kevin from Hyde. Yeah, I have,
you must go in and say, hello, I'm Kevin from Hyde. You've got to.
I have four
in fact,
cats.
Video yourself doing it.
All right, yeah.
All right.
Challenge accepted. Yeah. Get me the house number. I will knock on. Right. Kevin from Hyde. I'm here on behalf of Jordan, and he wants to do an interview with your brother.
Your brother.
That's going to be so weird. I'm going to get so arrested.
Oh, Jesus. I'll tell you what, I'll come with you.
It's all worth it for the podcast.
Aye.
So what have you been up
to? Yeah, what have you been up to, Andrew?
Go on, Andrew.
Not much. You know, usual, in here all day, every day, doing what I do.
The studio's actually looking quite plush, isn't it?
Andrew.
Yes.
I've never asked you this, but I've often thought it. Mm. What, like, besides...
Are you a psycho killer axe man with cats?
No, I am not. Oh, Andrew, I knew something would come into my head. Do you know, last week when we recorded the podcast... You know what day it was? 5 years to the day that you and I became friends on Facebook.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah.
5 years.
I know.
Sheesh.
It's been a long 5 years.
How did you meet? Did you just knock on his door and go, hello, I'm Jordan from Mosley?
No, it was really... I felt that important, though, because he pulled me in the office for an interview, and I thought I'd been having some trouble with someone at the station that day. And I thought I was in trouble with this particular trouble. And he sat me down. He says, my name's Andrew Peacock, and I'd just like to find out what you want to do at Sameside Radio. And that was like when I launched into what my dream was.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, whoa, slow down. And we'll start with a little podcast first, and then we'll work up to the dream in the future. And here we are now.
Wow. Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
So it's all your fault then, Andrew, is it?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Sorry about that.
You stupid man.
You stupid man.
What was the other thought that was in your head before that popped in?
Before I interrupted.
Because it sounded really exciting.
What did I say?
You said, I quote, oh, that's it. That's what you said.
No.
That's what you said. You went, oh, yeah.
You were going to ask me something.
No, that was it about us being friends for that long.
Are you sure? Because it didn't seem like that. It felt like there was another question coming.
You might have changed his mind.
No, I just actually it might have been whether you had a segment or not.
Oh,
I could be.
No, it didn't sound like that.
No, it didn't. It sounded like you had a very specific question for me. I'm going to sit here all day until you remember.
Oh, man.
This could be a long episode.
I know. I don't know.
I'd like to intervene while you're pondering.
Right.
You're a big fan of The Chase, aren't you?
Aye.
Tell me more, because we keep talking about this on the social. I'm annoyed that people keep going low at the moment.
No, me and my dad, we always say, if you're not sure, go in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you do on The Chase when it's not found questions?
Oh, well, there we go.
Well, is that the question
that's
coming back?
That's what he did before. That's what he did before.
There we go, Andrew.
Is this the question?
Yeah.
Oi!
Oh. One day, like years ago, there was a question on The Chase.
Yeah.
And it was asking whether there was a radio station with a certain name. And one of the answers, is it either called Leodammer FM, Cheesy FM, or like Wensleydale FM, just for like.
Hey, what were the options? Wensleydale, Cheesy. What was the first one?
Leodammer.
All right.
And I'm like, I know that one. I know which one's the right answer. And it was Cheesy FM. And I only knew that because it used to be your station.
It was.
You used to work on Cheesy FM.
I created it.
You created
it. Put it on transmitters and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Lost £1 million on that one.
Nice.
Was this back in the day of like pirate radio, by any chance?
I'm not sure.
No, just internet radio. So.
Yeah, but.
Going back about 10 years, probably.
Yep.
Well, in the early 80s, mid 80s, no. I used to have some dabblings with KFM radio.
In
do you remember
Stockport?
That? Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. KFM radio, a long, long time ago. Doing a bit of them. Cheesy radio, like that.
Never heard of it.
You just said it about cheesy radio.
No,
but KFM radio was really
well. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, KFM, they notoriously got shut down several times while on the air. You know, police will be raiding the studio.
Because they were pirate,
yeah? Yeah, because they were pirate. And then... interestingly, one of the main DJs there was one half of the royal family.
Yeah.
The lad in the royal family, what was his name?
Forget his name.
Anthony? Jim?
Not Jim.
Dave?
The son, the player, the
yeah, the son. Yeah.
He used to do...
Ralph Little.
No, the other one.
He used to do comedy things with Caroline Ahern.
He's now the voice of...
Yes.
Gogglebot.
Craig Cash.
Craig Cash, yeah. That's him. Yeah. Yeah, so Craig Cash was the voice of KFM back in the day. And then Capital Radio.
Tonight on KFM, we have me, Craig Cash.
He's got a great
That's
voice.
That's how he speaks.
Go on, do it again.
Tonight on KFM, we have Craig Cash.
Can you do this Big Brother voice, Celebrity Big Brother?
No.
In the house, whatever it is, I can't remember. What about the voice for Mech Factor?
Oh, no. Not even going to try.
Go on, introduce people, X Factor style.
On the X Factor, tonight we have Kevin from Hyde with his two cats. I'm destined for you to have two cats. Ah,
I haven't got cats. It's in I think cats.
No. The reason why I think you've got two cats is because your Facebook bio says it.
Yeah,
Kevin, who lives in Hyde with two cats.
Yeah, I play on the swings a lot. Yeah, that's what I put on my Facebook profile.
We're jumping around so much today. I'm getting dizzy. Should we go back to the chase?
Yeah.
Yes.
We never finished that one off.
Yeah. Well, no. The reason why I mentioned the chase because we're big fans that. Quite often. Do you watch Chase, Andrew?
Again, I used to.
They go on, and you'll get someone will get like 6 answers, 6,000, won't they? Mm. And then they get an offer of, I don't know, 20,000. They've got 6,000, and then they're offered like 2,000 for a lower offer. But they've clearly done really well with 6,000 getting 6 answers.
Yeah.
But more and more people lately, I love it when they go high. You're only there once, go for it. But a lot of them don't, they keep going low.
Yeah, but the trouble is, if you go high, you then have to share that money with whoever's left with you, don't you?
Yeah, with like...
Yeah.
Is it? How many's in a team?
I mean, if I put 20 grand into the pot, I'd want 20 grand out.
No, you put 20 grand in the pot, that means you're a good player, and as part of a team, if everybody else gets through, you have to divide that by four, obviously.
Yeah, you see, that's why everyone's going low.
But you need four people... So for the opportunity of getting all the answers,
the big
don't
money,
you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do love it. Right, there was one question on the other day.
Yeah.
Right, and I think you might not get this, but Andrew might. And the question was, in the UK, which of these birds is migratory? Yeah. A was a mute swan, B was a European swallow, and C was a house sparrow. Now, I knew the answer purely because of Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
European swallow, I'm going for.
Yeah, but why did you choose European swallow?
Going down the middle.
Andrew?
I've no idea.
Well, Monty Python, Holy Grail, coconuts.
Never seen it.
Oh. Well, waste of my time.
Jesus Christ.
Moving on.
Never mind. Just scrub that.
Shall we do show and tell? This, for the purpose of the podcast, this is...
That is my grandma. That's off my grandma's mantelpiece.
My mum, right? My mum, Hillary, God bless her, right? She says it's...
Does she know that's God?
Well, yeah, because it's... no, she doesn't, actually. But, yeah, this... is a statue of a racehorse. And I don't know. I think it's a specific one, but I'm not too sure.
Well, has he got a number on his back?
Yeah, 9.
Number 9.
Oh, something that's just come into my head there. My grandma, when she was having a bet, she always used to back number 9.
Right.
And I remember, I think this is why I got this horse. Yeah, I got it from... My nephew, Oliver, he got it me from a bona fide arts sale. Yeah, that's what it is, bona fide arts.
Right.
And
what's it made of? Let me feel it.
Pardon.
Wow, that's heavy.
Don't drop him.
Let's have a look at it. So it's a horse and a rider.
Yeah, awesome rider.
And it's made out of, I don't know what that's made out of. It's like...
I think the horse is...
Like stone?
I think the bottom bits... I don't know.
That's going to be a famous rider, you know, I reckon, if you look into it.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. You got it?
Yeah. So, yeah, this is my horse racing statue.
I like that.
Yeah.
I think you...
Oh! What was that?
That wasn't that wasn't the horse, by the way.
Now we're wrecking the joint.
All right. I think you need to go back to your grandma and speak to her.
Well, I would
get more info about that.
I would do if she was alive.
Oh, right. I've never got a Ouija board.
Right. Moving on swiftly.
Moving on swiftly. Have you got a show and tell, Kevin?
I have, yeah. And for the purpose of...
The tape?
Whatever the word is. I'm going to send you this both on the WhatsApp group, like now. Send if you want to check your phones. Yeah, my show and tell this week is I went on... I've been on a family tree app, Andrew, checking out my family background.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And my mum... She's actually from Kenya, and she came over here in the early 60s. And I've been looking into the history of my mum and the travelling and how she got here and trying to trace some family, really. Mm. And my mum's sadly passed now. But anyway, on my travels, looking into my last name, Orchard, not Kevin of Hyde, by the way, but Orchard, I found the Orchards have a... what's the word for that? I've forgotten what it's called.
The shield.
The coat of arms.
Coat of arms.
My family have a coat of arms. And I found a coat of arms for the Orchard family on my travels.
Yeah.
In the middle of Devon, which is where the Orchard name comes from.
That's a bit strange.
In a church window.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow. Sir Kevin of Hyde.
Kevin of Devon.
Kevin of Devon, that's got more of a ring to it.
So... Yeah, so,
so
there we
this
go.
Picture then. So do you know any more about it?
All I know is I know what church it's in.
Yeah.
It's there now, and it comes from the Orchard family, and it's in my family tree. You know, I've been on Ancestry going through
yeah.
everything. And that's what I found, one of the many things I've found. And what I've also found, which I'll send you this now anyway, because I think it is worth looking at. My mum, as I say, came over in the... early 60s, and that there I've just sent you now to look at, that's the ship my mum came over on.
Yeah.
And the shipping itinerary thing, yeah. log, whatever you call it, there's a word for it, isn't there?
Yeah.
And that tells you my mum on that boat,
yeah,
where she was travelling to, Southampton,
yeah.
what date, and it said her occupation, student nurse.
Wow.
That's my show and tell.
Look at that.
So, I've got a coat of arms, mate. I'm like royalty.
Sir Kevin.
Yeah, stuff
Sir
you.
Kevin. Sir
don't,
Kevin.
Don't even talk to me. Don't even look at me.
Sir Kevin from Hyde.
That's my show and tell.
Well, here we are again. The joke off.
You said that was such disappointment. Are you not excited for it?
Oh no, here's another
joke of the week.
Not.
Who's there?
Not Michael Jackson. It's a bit bad, that, isn't it?
They're all bad.
Now, you see, there's your joke.
It's a bit bad,
that's
that,
your
isn't
joke.
It? It's a bit bad.
Oh, it's a bit yeah. bad.
I did get it.
Yay.
I did that on purpose.
Did you know you did that?
Yeah. I did that on purpose.
All right. Okay, now we're cooking. Right, Kevin, your go.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
A lady goes to the doctor's with a letter sticking out of her underwear. Right. And the doctor says, oh, that's a bit of a strange one. And the lady says, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. Andrew's laughing. Andrew is laughing.
Oh, God. What do we do here?
It's got to be me.
Come on. Why are you even thinking about that?
It's got to be me.
No, to be fair, yours was really good.
Do you know what? I am going to give it to Jordan.
Yeah, it was good.
So it's 8-4. for Kevin, 7 for Jordan.
Wow. Well done, Jordan.
Just because you came back with a joke there. I don't even think you knew you were making the joke.
No, I don't think you did.
So I think that's why I'm giving you the point.
Yeah. It's a bit bad, that, isn't it?
No, you're just milking it now. No, leave it.
Talking of bad.
All right, it's time to go. Bye.
Bye.
See you next week.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.